this week's parsha, we read about the big day kahuna, the four begadim that a Kohen Hedjot wore and the eight begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. If you look at Perek Chavchet carefully, you notice that the main focus is on the begadim worn by the Kohen Gadol, and particularly the unique begadim of the Kohen Gadol that had names engraven in them. There were three begadim that had names engraven: the tzitz, which had the name of God, Kodesh Lashem, engraven in it, and the choshen and the ephod that had the names of the shvatim engraven in them. This is the first time where we hear the shvatim being celebrated as representative of the Jewish people. Torah writes twice in Perek Chavchet how Aaron carries the names of the Jewish people, Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Lefnei Hashem, as a zikaron. A zikaron to whom? Rashi writes, Sheyaroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShvatim, K'tuvim Lefanav, V'yizkor Tzidkatam. God will see the names of the Shvatim written in front of him and remember their righteousness. And here we have an obvious question. Many of us, when we think back to the Shvatim in Sefer Bereshit, we think of their sin of selling Yosef. They themselves said, Aval Hashemim Anachnu. We find it surprising that they would be what reminds God of Tzidkus. The Sforno, in his Pirish on the Parsha of the Mechiras Yosef, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Chet, explains that you see from here that even though the Shvatim had done something wrong, very wrong, they were viewed as Tzadikim Gemurim, to the point where their names could remind God of Tzidkus and be a Schut for Bnei Yisrael. This, of course, is a reminder of the fact that even though the Avot, the Shvatim, they were all human and they made mistakes, it's important for us to realize the Tzadikim that they were as well. This is important, looking back for the past and looking at ourselves as well. Often we allow our mistakes to cause us to develop a low self-esteem about who we are and what our potential is. We need to realize that despite our mistakes that we shouldn't justify or accept, we should work on not making them in the future, each of us has a tzidkus, again, not necessarily that of the Shvatim, but something that we should remember and seek to live up to and expect from ourselves as the real people that we truly are. And when we remember who we can be, we can try and live up to it and serve as a reminder to God of who we're meant to be and who we, Amir Tashem, will be.